Praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord in today's gospel explains to us that not every Christian, that is, not everyone professing faith in Christ, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only those Christians who not only profess faith in Christ, but also fulfill the will of the Father, which is the same as the will of Christ, of course. There is only one will in the Godhead. Only those who have faith, supernatural faith, and who fulfill the will of God will enter the kingdom of heaven. Our Lord says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." Okay, so not everyone who has faith in Christ will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, we should understand that with regards to grave matter, right? Because what is it really that determines whether a soul gets into heaven or not? Well, that is if they die in the state of grace. He who dies in the state of grace is saved, and he who dies in the state of mortal sin is lost. So here we're talking about one who is gravely culpable for not fulfilling the will of the Father who is in heaven and of dying in that state. So it happened one time that I was in the confessional in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and a man stepped in, not with the intention of going to confession, but just out of curiosity, because we get all kinds of visitors at the shrine in La Crosse. And this man was not Catholic, but he was Lutheran. And so he stepped into the confessional just out of curiosity, and we had a little discussion about the faith, and at the end he said, "So does that mean that if Lutherans, do you think that we will all go to hell?" And I said, "Well, the Catholic Church teaches that anybody who dies in the state of mortal sin goes to hell." And then I asked him, "Now, if you knew it was the will of Christ that you enter his church and become a Catholic, and you freely chose not to do the will of Christ, does that sound like a serious sin to you?" And at that point, he said he had to go, that his ride was nearby. And in fact, this is what the church teaches right here in the catechism. This is paragraph 846, where it says, "Basing itself on scripture and tradition, the council, that is the Second Vatican Council, teaches that the church, a pilgrim now on earth, is necessary for salvation. The one Christ is the mediator in the way of salvation. He is present to us in his body, which is the church. He himself explicitly asserted the necessity of faith and baptism, and thereby affirmed at the same time the necessity of the church, which men enter through baptism as through a door. Hence, they could not be saved who, knowing that the Catholic Church was founded as necessary by God through Christ, would refuse either to enter it or to remain in it." Right? This all makes complete sense. It's not an easy teaching, kind of a hard one for many people to swallow, and yet it makes so much sense. It's perfectly in accordance with what we see Christ teaching in the gospel, and it is perfectly logical. And so the difficulty really remains in the stubborn will of man. This is always the problem. The stubborn will of man, who wants to do his own will instead of the will of the Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.